attention away from me. I let out a sigh and tried not to pout about it too much, flicking idly through the property programs and food shows that littered the schedule every Sunday. Better than the news, I suppose. The whole time, I could hear the pair of them giggling through the open window. It was like a dagger to the heart. It felt as though they were laughing directly at me as I sat there in my dressing gown, with the time fast approaching midday. Finally, I had enough. I scowled and made my way to the window to close it, intending to do so loudly. When I got there and looked out to the pool, though, I saw nothing apart from two lovebirds smitten in each other's company. It was enough to melt my icy heart. I lingered at the window, watching as Harry took Nicole's weight in his arms and danced around the pool with her, her tight athletic body pressed close to his. I thought back to a time when my husband used to treat me like that. I pulled my gown tight around me and folded my arms, continuing to watch them. I couldn't help but smile. Harry seemed to have found a good girl, and I was perhaps a bit rash in my judgment of her. Nicole looked to the window, and I stepped back a few inches. I couldn't be sure if she'd seen me. She didn't alert Harry to my presence, but she did plant her lips on his and give him the most sensual, sexual kiss I'd seen in a long time. My heart raced as I watched her embrace him. I bit my lip and watched the two of them enjoy themselves. She pulled away from him, and a naughty smirk spread across her face. She whispered something, and then Harry looked around. This time, I stepped right back from the window. I stood there in the lounge, feeling the adrenaline course through my veins. It was a thrill to spy on them like that, and a greater thrill to think I might be caught. I braced for one of them to return to the house, but after a minute or so of waiting, I realized I was in the clear. When I looked back out to the pool, I found it empty. The blue water was still, and there was no trace of Harry or Nicole to be found. The only place they could have gone was the pool house. With the blinds drawn, it was tough to tell what they were up to. Shit. That was probably the whole point. I sat back on the couch and continued to flick through the television channels, but I couldn't help but wonder what the two of them were up to. What was Nicole doing with my darling Harry? I couldn't sit still. I took a breath and rose from my seat, scaling the stairs quickly and flashing open my wardrobe. Inside, I selected one of my more figure-hugging swimsuits. At 43, I like to think I still had some sex appeal. I turned to check my figure in the mirror. My legs were freshly waxed, and their tan was golden. I put some quick volume into my hair with my hands and then looked down on the pool from my bedroom window. There was still no sign of the two of them, but through a gap in the curtains, I could see something moving. "Let's see if Mrs. Charles can join the party," I smirked. I grabbed my sun hat and ventured out to the pool under the disguise of cooling off. It was entirely plausible, but I knew that Harry wouldn't be happy to see me interrupting his private date. I could deal with that. What I couldn't deal with was the invasive thoughts that swirled in my craw. I'd rather know for sure what the two of them were up to, rather than speculate wildly. Sometimes the thought was much worse than reality. Sometimes. I walked out to the pool, doing my greatest impression of a curious woman that's wondering where her lodger has gone. I even made the raised eyebrow expression and confused look to really sell it, just in case either of them could see me from the pool house. I rounded the pool and faced the huge glass windows of the poolside retreat. The blinds were drawn across the front of it, although that wasn't unusual. On hot days, the glass could really turn it into a greenhouse. I peered through the glass at a gap in the blinds, looking left and right. I could see the couch and some of the kitchen area, but nothing else. Maybe the two of them had gone elsewhere. I looked back at the pool. Nicole's things were in a pile at the foot of one of the sun loungers. I walked over and noticed a book she was reading. "No shit," I hushed, picking up the dog-eared copy. I had the same book upstairs. It was a steamy affair. Nicole and I had something in common. I walked back to the building and looked again through the glass. I was startled to see Nicole's face. Her eyes were closed serenely, and then her mouth opened into a silent moan. I found the whole